Well, greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How accurate and reliable do you think are the news which you are hearing on television or which you are reading in papers insofar as reporting on the events in this country are concerned? Well, this week was an interesting example as to how the mainstream media is trying to put positive twists on devastating facts. For instance, I was watching an interview on television in the Today Show where the financial quote-unquote expert was saying that the worst is over, that we have reached the end of our economic trouble. And I'm saying to myself, and I'm speaking to the television, saying, well, listen to yourself. Are you really sure that what you are talking about is true? Well, of course, I knew it wasn't. Let me just give you the facts, and then let me also show you how the media try to put some twists, some spins on them. For instance, General Motors posted a $6 billion loss for the first quarter, according to the Los Angeles Times, dated May 7. The number of unemployed workers getting benefits jumped to a new record, according to the Associated Press, May 7, 2009. In fact, it's the highest record within the last 24 or so years. The federal government directed at least seven of the nation's biggest banks to bolster their capital levels by $65 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal, dated May 7, 2009. And finally, a new proposal includes record deficits in a $3.55 trillion budget. That is trillion-dollar budget, according to the Los Angeles Times, dated May 6. But the positive, quote-unquote, positive spill or spin was to say, well, but Mr. Obama is trying to reduce some governmental programs. But what he is trying to do is to save one half of 1% of the deficit. Now, that's a tremendous outpouring of concern for the American taxpayers. But did you also know, my friends, that there is more to that picture? Legislature, which has been enacted recently, cannot be looked upon as just isolated acts. They are part of a bigger picture. Let me read to you from the New York Times, dated May 7. The White House invited leaders of some prominent gay rights organizations to meet Monday with top officials, including Jim Messina, Mr. Obama's deputy chief of staff, to plot, notice this, to plot legislative strategy on the hate crimes bill, as well as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Among those attending was Joe Solomonese, president of the Human Rights Campaign, who said afterwards that while the gay rights agenda might not be unfolding exactly as we thought, he was pleased. They have a vision, Mr. Solomonese said. They have a plan. What is that plan? The House pushed through the hate crime legislation, which some have said is unconstitutional, and which is definitely targeting religion. Christian religion, that is, making it more difficult for religious ministers to preach what the Bible says and making it more difficult for churches even to operate unhindered. Now, this article in the New York Times goes on to say that if Mr. Obama appoints a gay person to the Supreme Court, he would be viewed by social conservatives as putting a vote for same-sex marriage on the highest court in the land. Nevertheless, two of the candidates are gay women. They're both from Stanford Law School, and they have been suggested as potential nominees. Mr. Obama has chosen a number of openly gay people for prominent jobs, including Fred Hochberg as chairman of the Export-Import Bank and John Barry to run the Office of Personnel Management. And he is the first president to set aside tickets for gay families to attend the White House Easter Egg Roll. Now, it is interesting to me that the words were used that he has a plan. Whatever the plan may be, I would suggest to you, my friends, that a higher plan is being worked out here below. A plan which is put together in heaven, in the spirit world. Now, there are forces out there, dark forces, we call them demons, who also have an agenda. And this very popular movie which is coming out now, Angels and Demons, will not give you a clue as to what is really happening in the spirit world. Let me read to you an article from Der Spiegel Online, because part of that plan is to absolutely repudiate any good reputation the United States of America still may have in the world. Now, the Bush administration has done a marvelous job in actually antagonizing the entire world. And the people have thought, well, with Mr. Obama, now things will get better. Well, they're not getting better at all. Notice this article from Der Spiegel Online. They are quoting several German magazine commentaries. Here's one in an editorial entitled Obama's Great Mistake. The center-left daily Süddeutsche Zeitung writes, Obama is discrediting both himself and the U.S. What's the cause for the alarm, for the disappointment? Well, they quote another left-leaning daily, Die Tageszeitung. And you would think that left-leaning papers over there in Germany would uphold Mr. Obama's agenda. Not so. It says the U.S. government has asked Germany to accept former Guantanamo prisoners. Exactly the same government is apparently planning to continue the military commissions to try those prisoners. One could hardly be more contradictory. It is the same tactic that President Barack Obama has already used when it came to the tortures from the CIA. Punish with one hand, stroke with the other. Whenever he takes a step forward, he stumbles backwards as well. The commentary goes on to say, that will likely be enough to disappoint all those Europeans who had expectations that Obama would be an almost messiah-like healer. It was expected that he would demolish all of the ugly monuments from the Bush era, and then, together with Al Gore, plant a Garden of Eden over the top, through which he would drive fuel-efficient compacts from Chrysler. And now he is no longer floating above the political lowlands, the swamps of compromise. He is walking directly through them and getting dirty in the process. Have you heard, my friends, of a group which is called the Bilderbergers? Now, it's a very secretive group, but it's a highly profiled group in the press in that many influential people are participating in it. And they have a meeting coming up in May in Greece. The BBC, I'm quoting this from an article by the World Net Daily, dated May 5, the BBC declared it to be one of the most influential organizations in the world. It's officially described as a private gathering, but with a guest list including the heads of European and American corporations, political leaders, and a few intellectuals, it's one of the most influential organizations on the planet. It goes on to say that about one-third is from government and politics, two-thirds are from finance, industry, labor, education, and communications. And even though their meetings are very secret, and normally they don't even talk about what they are going to discuss, this time something leaked to the press. And let me read to you what one of the agenda items is. Either a prolonged, agonizing depression that dooms the world to decades of stagnation, decline, and poverty, or an intense but shorter depression that paves the way for a new sustainable economic world order with less sovereignty but more efficiency. That's one of their agenda items to discuss. Notice how that's worded. It's a given that a Great Depression is still coming, in spite of the optimists who try to tell you the worst is over. That's not what the most influential political and financial leaders in the world are expecting. How come you're not hearing that? How come the media over here is not telling you? Because it's all part of a plan, not so much by the media. They may be ignorant about it, but it's a plan which is worked out in the spirit world to keep you in ignorance. And when the debacle comes and the devastation, and it will, most people in the United States of America will be utterly surprised and shocked. You don't have to be surprised. You don't have to be shocked. We have prepared a booklet which is titled Angels, Demons, and the Spirit World. It will tell you the truth about angels and demons. You can go to our website, eternalgod.org, and read it there online. Or you can ask for a free hard copy of that booklet, and our address and information is posted on our website. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.